touching on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Gotta
cut you down. Welcome to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And there's a tremendous discovery about the fake electors I want to tell you about. It removes all doubt, quite frankly, as to what Trump was up to. The Trump insiders that were behind this, and by the way, you know, John Eastman, the lawyer, who's the guy that cooked up this scheme. And I'm just going to boil it down for you, but the scheme was this. They were going to put in fake electors from the swing states. Fake electors. They didn't need fake electors from New Jersey, New York, Alabama, or Mississippi, because everybody knew what they were going to do. But fake electors from Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada. And so two sets of electors would be submitted to Pence, and they all Pence had to do is say, I don't accept these, I'm referring these to the Congress. And then frankly, even if Pence didn't say that, the law is that all it takes is one member of the House and one from the Senate, and here you had Josh Hawley and seven or eight sociopaths that were prepared to do it in the House. And then it gets referred to the Congress. This happened in 1876, after Ulysses Grant's second term. Rutherford Hayes ran against Sam Tilden. Rutherford Hayes was a Republican and a hero of the Battle of Antietam. He was a colonel. And Sam Tilden was a Democrat, and the North did not want the Democrat in at that point, after what had happened in the Civil War. So it went to Congress. And Congress said that Rutherford Hayes won, even though he lost. And unfortunately, a devil's bargain was made. They said, as a sop, we will withdraw federal troops from the South who are protecting black people, and Southerners can do whatever they want. And for 100 years, they lynched and abused black people through Jim Crow until the 1960s, and John Kennedy came along. Civil rights. So in any event, that was the model. So it would go in, and even though Trump lost by 7 million popular votes and over 30 electoral votes, they would say, well, there are two competing slates, so the House gets to vote. Not the Senate, just the House. And you may think, okay, well, then Nancy Pelosi has that covered. Well, no, she doesn't, because the law in the Constitution says each state gets one vote, the whole state, by majority of their delegation. Well, Wyoming is a state with 600,000 people, and it would get one of the 50 votes. It would go Republican. California has 40 million people and two senators. They get only one vote. And, of course, theirs would be Democratic. But in the six swing states, Wisconsin's vote would have gone to Trump because five of the eight congressmen were Republicans. And same with Arizona and so forth. And Trump would have won something like 27 to 23, the presidency in the House. That was the scam. Well, on December 8th, there was an email from a guy named Jack Wilinchek of Phoenix, Arizona. He's a lawyer. He was one of the organizers of the fake electors. And he sent an email to Boris Epstein, or Boris Epstein was one of the Trump insiders who was part of all this. And they used the term themselves. Here's what Jack Wilinchek said to Boris Epstein in the Trump crowd. Quote, we would just be sending in fake electoral votes. He used the word fake to Pence. So that, quote, someone, end quote, in Congress, i.e. Josh Hawley, and then I think it was ended up being Mo Brooks, can make an objection when they start counting votes, and they can start arguing that the fake electors should be counted, end quote. In other words, then it would go to the House, and 27 or 8 of the delegations were majority Republican, and Trump would be the president. That's what happened. Now, think about that email again on December 8th, 2020. The election was November 3rd, and the insurrection was January 6th, 2021. Joe Biden was sworn in January 20, 2021. This is the lame duck period. And this scheme, they're exchanging emails, and this is not the only email that uses the word fake electors. They admit it. They say, we are just going to come up with fake electors and put them in, along with the Democrats presumably putting in the correct ones, or actually it was the secretaries of state and the governors. One of the anomalies of this is that there are more Republican governors in this country than Democratic right now. And there are more Republican secretaries of state than Democratic secretaries of state. But every one of them in all 50 states certified Biden, every one of them. They certified the votes from their states. And when I say certified Biden, obviously in states that Trump won, like Alabama, they certified Trump for that state, but they all conceded that, look, we're going to count the total electoral votes, and yes, Biden won by over 30. Well, Josh Hawley, and then Mo Brooks and a lot of the others in the Republican caucus, quote, objected, end quote. And this is what Jack Wilinchik was saying to Boris Epstein, again, using the term fake electors. Quote, we would just be sending in fake electoral votes, he used the word, to Pence so that, quote, someone, end quote, in Congress, read Hawley and Brooks, can make an objection when they start counting votes and start arguing that the fake vote should be counted, end quote. And then, of course, it goes to the House. You know, how much evidence do we need? I've been a lawyer for a lot of years, and I'll tell you what, I've never had this much evidence in my favor in any case. This is amazing. The other party calls themselves fake electors, and we're trying to prove that they're fake electors. you know, look, what do you want, videotape? You want videotape of the guy doing it? You want videotape? You had videotape of Trump. You have videotape of Trump saying, go to the Capitol, and Mike Pence says the right thing. Great, and if he doesn't, oh well. And then texting out, Mike Pence didn't have the courage, and the rabble started to cry, coward, hang Mike Pence. And Trump knew that they were armed. How did he know? Because Secret Service wouldn't let them near him, and he said, take away the metal detectors. They're not here to harm me. Well, it doesn't take a genius to figure out who are they there to harm. They harm somebody. Oh, people in the Capitol. Who are at the Capitol? Police officers and congressmen and senators. You can't have Trump say, well, I didn't mean they should harm the police and the legislators. I mean that they should harm nobody, but if they had to, somebody else. You know, at what point does Merrick Garland and the attorney generals in the various states go, these fraudulent electors were part of a conspiracy to cheat people out of the effect of their votes in the states that went Democratic, and those happened to be the fake elector states. Those happened to be Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, all won by Trump, all won by Trump. The Republicans in all those states nevertheless elected majority legislatures that were Republican, or most of those five, six, eight, and congressmen, and they don't want any of those votes thrown out. They don't want any of those votes thrown out because ballots got mailed into old age homes, or they were lawful drop boxes, which were approved at the time by the Wisconsin Election Commission, 6-0, which included the three Republicans. Everything's hunky-dory as long as a Republican got elected. If Joe Biden got elected, then you send in fake electors. Fannie Willis is the only prosecutor in the country right now who is actively going after it with a grand jury. The only one. It's a magnificent person down in Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County. It's in front of a grand jury. And the people whom she's targeting are the prominent people in the Georgia Republican Party. State senators, office holders. Take a look at who we had up here in Wisconsin. Robin Voss was the one who reserved the conference room for them in the Capitol to select the and pretend to vote for the fake electors. Robin Voss was part of it. He orchestrated it. You had a former chairman of the Republican Party. You had a woman who was a municipal officer up in Brown County. You had Republican activists, the heart of the Republican Party. What were they thinking getting together saying we will be fake electors? Why did they so easily betray our democracy? Why didn't one of them stand up? And you know, there are Republicans in the state who stood up. Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan flat out said there was no, the election was not rigged. Trump got fewer votes. In a private and but recorded speech that Ron Johnson gave to a group out in Wauwatosa at a fundraiser, somebody asked him about rigging. He said, look, Trump got 50,000 votes fewer, less than the Republican candidates for Congress and the legislature. He underperformed. That's why he lost. But Ron Johnson won't say that now. And he talked to a guy who was the former chairman of the Republican Party in the 8th Congressional District, the Green Bay area. And the guy said, look, you know that Biden won. Why don't you come right out and say it? Ron Johnson said, I know he won. But if I say that, I'm just going to get killed in the base. That's what's going on. But here you have an email, and not the only one, saying they knew they were fake electors. If the prosecutors don't start picking up on that, what more evidence do you want? What more investigation do you want? Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later.